Hey, it's Christine from Storyworthy. Let's say you move to Hollywood. What's your plan to make it big? When I first got to Los Angeles, an ad in the LA Weekly caught my eye. They were seeking outgoing, bubbly personalities to be on The Dating Game. I mean, I was certain this would be my big break. Suzanne Summers, Farrah Fawcett, Steve Martin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ron Howard. I mean, the list goes on and on. They had all been on The Dating Game. Oh, well, if it worked for them, it should work for me. No problem, right? A drive-on pass was waiting for me at the guard gate at the Sunset Gower lot. I felt like a star already. I met the other contestants, and immediately Bachelorette number one hit on me. I thought I could beat her. However, Bachelorette number three was just knockout beautiful. She was a cheerleader from UC Santa Barbara. I would have picked her in a second. Did I win? Did the Bachelor choose me? Today on Storyworthy, I bring you one of my own true stories, a closet confessional. And this is one of my favorites. My story, I was Bachelorette number two on The Dating Game, is coming up next. Stick around. Hey, it's Christine Blackburn, and you're listening to Storyworthy. Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm coming to you today from my closet in Los Feliz, California. That's right, today is a closet confessional. Yay! Now, I'm so glad you guys tuned in today, whether you're a longtime fan of the show or a new listener. Welcome to Storyworthy. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed the story the other day from comedian Rachel O'Brien and her story Misdiagnosed. Man, that was an intense story, and you guys are definitely going to want to hear it, if you haven't already. But not now. Now you need to stay with me, because I'm telling you one of my own personal stories. That's right, like I said, today is a closet confessional. Now, as you know, I bring these to you guys about once a month, and I have to say that today's story, I was Bachelorette number two on The Dating Game, is a huge fan favorite. I mean, every time I perform this story live, I get a great response, and I think you guys are going to like it too. By the way, I love getting your emails, you guys, so please continue to write. I respond to everybody. The email address is info@storyworthypodcast.com. And again, really, thank you guys so much for your ongoing support. By supporting my sponsors and emailing me and sharing Storyworthy on social media, you're really helping me out. And if you think of it, could you tell a friend about Storyworthy as well? I mean, just show them how to get it on their phone. It's already right there on Apple Podcasts. Or if they have an Android, it's on Google Play. That would really help me out, you guys. Just show them on their phone and remind them that it's free. Before I begin my story, I did want to remind you guys to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Storyworthy. And why not head over to my website at storyworthypodcast.com and join my mailing list? Yes, it's really a lot of fun. No big deal. I shoot you a little email, you write me back, we become friends, blah, blah, blah. Yes? Yes. And if you want to learn even more about me, well, then you can go over to christineblackburn.com. Okay, here we go. When I first got to Los Angeles, an ad in the LA Weekly caught my eye. They were seeking outgoing, bubbly personalities to be on The Dating Game. So I went to the open call. I mean, I was certain this would be my big break. Suzanne Summers, Farrah Fawcett, Steve Martin, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ron Howard. I mean, the list goes on and on. They had all been on The Dating Game. Now, what you need to know is that when I went to the open call, I had only been out of chemotherapy for a couple of weeks, so I was wearing a long blonde wig. Now, the cancer was my wake-up call that I'd better start pursuing my dreams to be an actress, an entertainer, or maybe a dating game contestant. I mean, I was totally cleared of cancer at this point, but I was still bald from the chemo. Basically, I looked like I just got out of the Navy. Now that night, after the audition, a producer named Jackie called to tell me that they really liked me in the interview. But then she asked, "Why were you in disguise?" I explained that I had just gotten done with chemotherapy, and then at this point she feels really bad, and so she asks me to come back to the studio so she could see me without the wig. I agreed to go. I was completely humiliated to be seen practically bald, but I thought, hey, this is Hollywood. I mean, maybe my sparkling personality is all that they need. They could put a different wig on me if they wanted to. This was my big break. I had to go. So the next day, a drive-on pass was waiting for me at the guard gate at the Sunset Gower lot. I felt like a star already. When I found the dating game stage, a receptionist led me back to Jackie's office. I took off my hat and Jackie said, "Oh, you're cute. You're fine. We want you on the show, Christine, but, you can't wear your wig." And I say, "Okay." I mean, I assume she must know what she's talking about. She was a producer on The Dating Game. The following week, I was back on the Sunset Gower lot, and I was officially Bachelorette number 2. I had on black hip huggers, a tiger print shirt, and no wig. Jackie came over to say hello to me, and then she put a little brett in my hair. Like a Velcro brett for a 6-month-old. She just sort of stuck it there. I looked ridiculous. I met the other contestants, and immediately Bachelorette number 1 hit on me. That's right, she told me she was a lesbian and that she liked my haircut. What was she doing on The Dating Game looking for a guy? I mean, I liked her haircut too, but I thought I could beat her. However, Bachelorette number 3 was just knockout beautiful. She was a cheerleader from UC Santa Barbara. She had long mahogany hair and was outfitted in a pastel blue number with feathers. Yes, feathers. I would have picked her in a second. I didn't know if I could beat her. The other bachelorettes and I hung out backstage talking for hours, like 8 hours. At one point, I saw the host, Chuck Woolery, in the hallway. It was my first celebrity sighting in L.A. He was tall and handsome and had sort of an aura around him. Plus, he had the whitest teeth I'd ever seen. So I yelled out, "Hey, I love watching your shows, Chuck." He was paying no attention to anyone, didn't even look my way, and muttered, "God damn it, we're late again." His aura kind of disappeared. Finally, it was time for our show to start taping. We took our seats on the 3 stools. Now, I don't know if you guys remember The Dating Game, but there was a partition on the stage, so we could not see the bachelor, and of course he could not see us. The paid audience was strung out on warm-up candy and barely clapping. But guess what? I was getting laughs. I was nailing it. And the bachelor asked, "If you were a cat and we were on a date, what would it sound like?" And I was in my tiger print shirt and my black hip huggers, and I say, "Rawr!" And I was on. And by the commercial break, I knew I'd won, and so did the other bachelorettes, because they both turned to me and said, "Oh, you so won." And sure enough, he chose me, Bachelorette number 2. The other girls went out first, and then they announced the bachelor. "Jeff is a sports fanatic who loves the beach and sports." Yes, you mentioned that. "Come on out, Bachelorette number 2. And when I turned the corner, I saw him, and he was smoking hot. I started feeling sick to my stomach because I knew he just saw the cute cheerleader, and here I was, bald, with a baby ribbon in my hair. All I could think was, he's probably so pissed. But he gave me a hug, and he held my hand. And then moments later, we hear, "Jeff and Christine, get ready, because you're going to Tucson, Arizona." And now I'm pissed. First I get cancer, now I have to go to Tucson. We blew the kiss in the air, and almost immediately the lights went out on the stage, the sound was shut off, and the show was over. Chuck Woolery, with his white teeth, literally sprinted to his car. Within minutes, we were pushed out of the back of the studio onto Sunset Boulevard, where we just stood there looking at each other, dumbfounded. Finally, he asked if I wanted to go to the Denny's across the street. The Denny's at Gower Gulch? Hell yeah! Jeff seemed nice enough, and we talked nonstop. He didn't even seem to notice my bald head. And he even asked me out. I was thrilled. After Denny's, I followed him in my car to his place in Redondo Beach, where copious amounts of wine led to a PG makeout session. Before long, it was getting hot and it was getting heavy, and you guys, I hadn't been with anybody in a long time. He was running his hands over my scalp when he said, "Listen, I need to tell you about something. It's about my relationship." I replied, No, don't worry about it. I just went on the show as a joke and, like, I'm totally bald. No worries, it's okay. And then he stops me and says, No, I mean about my relationship with Christ. Oh, I see. Can I get another glass of wine? When I woke up early the next morning, Jeff wasn't in the bed with me. I snuck out into the living room and I found him curled up in a recliner, sleeping. He had a Bible in his lap. Then I tiptoed to the bathroom and I noticed some porn. It was gay porn. My heart sank to the pit of my stomach, realizing that a smoking hot Christian who is sexually confused and perhaps in deep denial will probably not turn out to be the one for me. And this was disappointing for a number of reasons. He was an amazing kisser with a great career and a place by the beach. Maybe I could overlook his preference for men. No, probably not. I left the apartment quietly. Time passed, and Jeff and I eventually became good friends. Who doesn't need a lawyer now and then? In fact, you guys, in August, it'll be 20 years since I moved to Los Angeles. And I guess I can say, in some ways, I did get my first break on the dating game. You know, I'm serious about that, you guys. I feel like going on the dating game was a big break for me. I mean, not only did I meet my really good friend, Jeff, and we still are good friends, but it was just one of those eye-opening experiences that you have in LA when you move here. You know, just everything was so rich with craziness, right? It's just crazy town. It was the first time I'd been on a set. It was the first time I had been, you know, on camera like that. And it's just a great memory is what it is. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for listening. If I had pictures of me on that show, I would post them so quickly, but I can't find any. It's funny, like when you are going through a time where you're not happy about your looks, like for instance, during that story, of course, I was bald. You don't take a lot of pictures, right? If you have had an accident or you're ill, you just don't take those pictures. So I never took any pictures that day. But again, if I find them, if I ever do come upon them, you guys will be the first ones to see them. All right, you guys, I got to wrap it up. I want to thank you so much for tuning into my 7th Closet Confessional. 7th, can you believe it? And you guys, I've got a lot more true stories, so we're kind of in this together. Now let me know what you guys think. Tweet me over on Twitter at Storyworthy. And again, feel free to email me at info@storyworthypodcast.com. And if you're really feeling kind, head over to Apple Podcasts and give me 5 stars and a good review. I always need this and I'm always begging for it. So you know it must be important. Yes? Yes. And join us next week on Storyworthy for a hilarious story from one of the Sklar brothers, Randy Sklar.
I said, "Honey, let's go." I booked us on a hot air balloon ride. She's like, "You know I'm afraid of heights." I said, "I do now."
Don't miss Randy Sklar next week on Storyworthy. All right, I want to thank everybody over at Wondery Media, including Hernan Lopez and Jeffrey Glazer, but especially a big thank you to you guys, my Storyworthy audience. You realize that Storyworthy is celebrating its 7th anniversary in July of this year, and that is because of you guys. There is no way I could be putting these stories out every week if I didn't know someone was listening. So honestly, you guys, my Storyworthy audience, you guys make it all happen. So on behalf of all of you, thank you so much for listening. My name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a Storyworthy week. Follow me. I'll take you down to the rear.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.